Look at that.
I'm sorry, Doctor Who. He's so awkward. I don't like this doctor.
I'm going to start watching.
Least favorite doctor of all time.
So I've watched two episodes of... Well, let's do this on the air. This is
least favorite doctor of all time.
This is what I'm talking... This is why this podcast is awesome, because we... Our regular conversations that we'd have in real life are worthy of being recorded. Let's just kick it. There we go. Sci-fi news. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we are back! Hey, Daniel.
Hello. Oh, I'm just jamming out over here.
It's time for Sci-Fi News.
Ooh.
Are you so excited?
Is there any news going on?
Yeah, there's news going on. Should we... Let's see. We talked about this before the show, and I said we would do a little bit of news and then go to Stanley, but... We got it. I think we need to start with this.
It's the favorite.
It's the Stanley quote of the week.
Bing! Because we have other music for loading to Sci-Fi News. So, as I was saying, Stanley hasn't been on the show for months. But today we have a quote from him live from Dragon Con back in September. He was asked about his cameo in the upcoming movie that looks amazing, The Avengers.
Let's hear this thing.
Here we go.
Avengers cameo.
Well, I can tell them a lot of stuff, but why do I want to?
There it is.
Why do you want to?
That is...
It's the Stanley quote of the week. Bing!
So Stanley, the Avengers cameo, he won't tell, because I think he learned his lesson because... I think it was the Amazing Spider-Man cameo. He's already told the entire thing on what he does, and I think he got a little bit in trouble. Do you want to guess? Speculate. What is going to be Stanley's... cameo in the Avengers.
President of the United States.
You really think so?
I think he's Barack Obama.
That's actually... President wouldn't be the worst guess, actually. Let's see. He's already played a general. He's played just a random people.
Hasn't he been like Larry King?
Yeah. And Hugh Hefner.
I mean, he can be anybody. He's a chameleon.
Wouldn't it be awesome if he actually... Like, what if he played a villain? Like a henchman? Yeah.
No, see, I want him to be President Barack Obama. I don't even want him to just be Mr. President. I want them to say the full name, because you know what's going to happen is guys like me are going to sit there and go, yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah.
He's the president. I bought him as Larry King. I bought him as Hugh Hefner. I'm going to buy him as Barack Obama.
Listen to this. I know we're going to go to some news later, but since we're on the Stan Lee theme, you don't know about this, but Mike, one of our writers, sent me this information. Stan Lee is going to be a playable character in the upcoming Amazing Spider-Man video game.
Okay, what platforms is this on? Because I may need it.
I know. Well, let me see what it says here. So Activision's Spider-Man movie tie-in video game is going to feature Stan Lee in a cameo role as a playable character. This is...
I want more than just a cameo. I need more than him just ripping Thor's hammer out with a truck or...
Yeah. So, let's see. He's due... The video game is due out in June. And the movie, of course, comes out July 3rd. He says he's never played a video game before in his life.
I actually believe him.
Yeah. Well, he's 89 years old. I mean, video games weren't really around in his childhood.
No. Yeah. I think he's probably still playing stickball.
Ooh. Yeah. So, well, now for real.
Okay.
You know the words?
It's time for sci-fi news. I just broke a rule. I was not going
to
sing.
I got you to sing. I was not going to sing. All right. Why don't you kick us off with some news? So, wait, before we go any further, sorry, Daniel, to cut you off there. As you may or may not know, listeners, we haven't recorded an official It's Time for Sci-Fi News episode since, I think, December. You haven't done one with me, have you?
I've never done one with
you. So, Ben was the last one that did one with me. That was, like, December 7th, and we're sitting here today on Sunday, March 25th. So a lot of news has happened. So at first I was going to try to go back all the way and pick out my favorite stories, but it's pointless. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you some of the highlights from the last 1 week. And then what I want you, the listeners, to do is if I missed something that was huge in the last 3 months, like really big, 4 months almost, just give us a call at 612-4121-SFC. Leave me a voicemail. Tell me what piece of news you think was awesome since December. Okay, there you go. Daniel, take it away.
Well, here's what I think is a big piece of news, and I'm not a huge fan of this franchise. But apparently, they're going to relaunch the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Mutant Turtles. Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles.
You said it wrong. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
See, that's how bad I am. But but it doesn't matter. Because according to Michael Bay, they're not mutants.
Yeah, I heard the story. This is actually in my last week worth of stories.
So are they even turtles?
Well, here's what it says.
Are they ninjas? Are they teenagers? What are these Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles?
Let me see. Okay, yeah. So in Michael Bay's new movie, which is a live-action Ninja Turtle movie, he's described them as an alien race. So you're right. First of all, they wouldn't be mutants then, because they're an alien race.
Well, unless they're mutants of that alien race.
Yeah. Secondly, they wouldn't be turtles necessarily, unless the whole race is a race of turtles. But the reason it's interesting is because they're actual turtles that get mutated into humanoids.
Well, and again, going back to, are they actually turtles? You know, do they walk around in their society saying, "Hey, turtle, what's up?" You know what?
I don't know. Hey, man. We say, "Hey, man."
Yeah, but are they really turtles?
This is interesting. I think some people are saying that Michael Bay's quote was taken out of context and that it will all be explained, but still.
I think that there's a lot of people that are concerned that he's already ruined the Transformers.
Oh, what?
What?
You think he ruined them?
But maybe.
Okay.
So that would be another piece of sci-fi news, which is they're going to do a Transformers 4.
Yeah, that came out months ago, but yeah. So.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about it when we didn't record.
Yeah, so who's the guy?
I don't even know who's in it. They're not doing anybody.
I thought that they were looking at the guy from Transporter. What's his name?
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Well, which would be fantastic because I will watch him paint a room.
You like him that much?
I like him that much. Dude, I saw Crank 1 and 2.
Wow.
I mean, that's commitment right there.
Yeah, I have not seen very many of his movies.
But I have issues with the Transformers because I am a father.
Oh.
And my daughter, I actually let her watch Transformers, the first one.
You won't let her watch it?
I won't let her watch two or three. Because
they're that bad?
Well, here's the problem. There are movies based on a toy in which they're talking about some things that I really don't want to have to talk to a young child about.
What were some things that remind me?
Let's just say mom's walking around high.
Oh.
Talking about her son's extracurricular activities at college.
Oh. Wait, that was the second one, though.
That was the second one.
Yeah, I also think the second one have, some pretty severe racism happening.
Perhaps, if you were to look at it in a certain point of view. Mm-hmm. But so when I say ruin it, he's making movies based on a toy that a child can't watch.
Yeah, that's not good. So, well, yeah, I mean, I liked the Transformer movies okay. I'll just be honest. I mean, I didn't love them. I thought they were fine, but so I guess I don't mind one way or another if they make more or not, but I'm sure they will because they keep making tons of money. Speaking of movies that are making tons of money, Daniel, have you ever heard of the movie called The Hunger Games?
What is this Hunger Games thing?
Well, it's interesting you should ask. It's based on an awesome trilogy of books.
It's awesome?
Yeah, I've read them.
Maybe it's adequate.
No, awesome.
Maybe they're okay.
So here's the number. I know it was obviously the number one movie of the weekend. It just opened 2 days ago. But I only have the numbers for just the one time, or just for one day. Friday, March 23rd, it's opening day. Hunger Games made $68,250,000.
I'm walking out!
Why? Why are you so mad about this?
I'm walking out! Do you know how much John Carter made in its opening weekend?
John Carter? What is John Carter?
John Carter is a little movie you may have heard me rant about.
Yeah.
Initials are JC, about a man who saves an entire world.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying. You know, no children attempted to murder other children in the process of that movie. I'm just saying.
So, wait, are you saying that John Carter is actually based on Jesus Christ?
No, I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far, but I'm just saying.
But why are you so mad then? Why are you mad?
Because Hunger Games is going to just, let's be honest, it's going to rock the world. It's probably going to be one of the top movies this year, if not the top movie.
Well, here.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you've seen it. Have you seen John Carter yet?
I mean, I've heard of it.
You've heard of it.
Well, okay, so
it's been out for 3 weeks!
Okay, so you have a blog that we've talked about on the show before called Between Disney.
Yeah.
.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
You obviously are a Disney expert. So you talked about in this article, you didn't give spoilers about the movie, but you gave some details about the movie. And I didn't even know something until I read your blog about it. But so John Carter, when he goes to Mars, he gains superpowers, essentially, just like Superman.
He's super strong. He doesn't fly, but he jumps almost like Smallville, Clark Kent.
And so it's sort of, so this story, Princess of Mars, right? That was the first one.
That's the original.
That came out years before.
100 years ago.
Before Superman. Like
before Superman, before Star Wars.
But John Carter is the exact idea of Superman. It's about a guy who goes to a different planet and that planet's atmosphere gives him super abilities.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of parallels.
I had no idea that that's what it was even about. And I've seen the commercials. They never got that across in the marketing.
Well, and you and I have talked in the past about where John Carter may have gone wrong.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Everybody knows what The Hunger Games is about.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, because everybody's read the book. I've even read the books.
Yeah.
But as pointed out on the response to our last episode that I did with you, I think it was Ace who pointed out, Ace never knew what was so special, what was different about this movie. And as you've pointed out, there's just a lot of details that we just don't have.
Yeah.
So I'm in total denial about the existence of The Hunger Games right now.
So you are not going to see it?
I'm not going to see it.
In retaliation against?
I am hoping that The Hunger Games will fail miserably so I can have more John Carter.
Yeah, I went to our website real quick to go see what Ace said. He said, I've already seen Prince of Persia and the Star Wars prequels. What's the point of wasting my... And by my, I mean my dad's money on the combination of a previously mentioned. Because you had said it's kind of that John Carter is sort of a combination of Prince of Persia with Star Wars. But then he asked you to name three aspects that are completely unrelated to either of those movies. And you actually went ahead and did it on our website. So good work.
Yeah, I try to help.
Oh, man. So, in conclusion, Hunger Games was so awesome. You have to go see it. It was amazing. The books are better, though, by far. But
the books are okay.
Daniel, come on.
They're okay.
Have you read all the way through?
All three. I like the last one. And if you go to Goodreads, where I follow you on Goodreads and several other folks, everybody loves the first two books and doesn't like the third. I like the third.
Well, I like the third because it brought an end to the story. But and I was already invested in the characters by the time I got to Mockingjay. But no, my favorites are in this order. Catching Fire, which is the second book, is the best book in my mind. Hunger Games. Is also super awesome. But again, I couldn't have enjoyed Catching Fire without loving Hunger Games. And then Mockingjay is a conclusion. Not an okay conclusion. So
the other two are just a redo of The Running Man.
I've never even seen Running Man.
You should see The Running Man.
So, okay, what do you got next? What's your next piece of news?
Oh,
Don't you have something coming up with the blog? That's worth talking about?
Well, last time when we did the Disney Top 5, so I got two pieces. When I did the Disney Top 5, I was kind of challenged. So I've actually got three postings out there that are tied to suggestions that readers made.
Oh, awesome. Like listeners of the show?
Including you. So I actually went back and rewatched The Rocketeer.
Oh, nice.
And I went and watched The Emperor's New Groove.
Okay, yeah, that's crazy. You've never seen it before.
Which led me to watch Atlantis.
Which you'd never seen before?
Which I had never seen before. So okay. I have postings about all three in which I declare them mousy movies. And if anybody ever asked, is every movie a mousy movie? The answer is no, because Romeo and Juliet, I'm sorry, and Mars Needs Moms, not mousy movies.
Wait, so...
So I kind of go through and kind of make connections between these movies and others.
Okay.
So
interesting.
What does Monsters, Inc. have to do with The Emperor's New Groove?
What does Monsters, Inc. have to do with The
Emperor's New Groove? They have a common voice.
Is it John Ratzenberg?
What's that guy's name? No, it's not Ratzenberg.
Okay. Is it John Goodman?
It's John Goodman.
Okay, I guessed.
You guessed. And then I'm getting ready to do some Avengers stuff.
Okay, what's going on with that?
Well, Disney and Marvel are kind of a new relationship, so I've got kind of an Avengers post that's going up on the 26th that's kind of like, hey, Disney fan, you may be late to the Avengers party because Avengers is going to make us forget about John Carter. And what you need to know to get yourself ready for the Avengers.
Don't you think at this point John Carter is kind of forgotten?
Yeah.
I want to see it, so, and I will.
Don't worry, I'll buy it and you can come over to my house and watch it.
I mean, I would see it in the theater. You know what I probably won't see in the theater? Wrath of the Titans. Which, can you believe that's going to sequel and John Carter is not?
It's a shame. It makes me cry.
Yeah, so... while we're on this track of movies, I don't really have necessarily any big news about this, but for Ben's sake, I should probably state this. Joss Whedon's horror movie, coming out April 13th, Cabin in the Woods. Have you heard of this movie?
I've heard of this one on this show.
Yeah, so I don't know what take Joss Whedon is going with this movie, but from my understanding, he's got some... I mean, it's not your typical horror movie. It's going to be Whedon-ish, I guess you could say. So... Watch for it April 13th, which actually is also the day that Blue Like Jazz opens. So, this is a tough one. I'm probably going to have to recommend you go see Blue Like Jazz instead, because it would be good for the Christian community. But Cabin in the Woods probably will also be pretty good. So that is my next piece of news.
I've got a piece of news that I'm pretty excited about.
Okay, go.
Because it's about a show that you and I spent last summer watching, which is Falling Skies.
Oh yeah, that was one of the first times where, like, I kind of started having a regular schedule of going to your house. Because right now you and I have been going through season four. Is it?
Are we four? I believe it's season four.
We've been watching season four of Clone Wars together.
And I'm so proud of him.
Of me?
Of you. Yeah. You're taking it in.
Finally, yeah, because I'd never seen, and actually I haven't seen seasons 1 through 3, but I mean, it's Star Wars. You don't need to catch up to know what's going on. And, no. Yeah.
Yeah, this has been a good season to enter too, because it hasn't been jumping around. It's been going straight. So, we both enjoyed Falling Skies, I would say.
I liked it better and better as it went along.
What did you think of the ending of Falling Skies last year?
I liked it.
I thought it was awkward.
It made me excited about where it could go.
It made me terrified of where it could go.
Why? What do you think's going to happen?
I think they kind of jumped the shark. I think they had formula. They're running around on the ground, and all of a sudden we know more about the aliens, not to go too spoilerish if you haven't seen it yet. But the aliens just look like they're going to have a little bit more communication in season two than in season one. And I'm just fine with them blowing them up.
Yeah.
But speaking of blowing up aliens, a star of The Rocketeer.
What?
Terry O'Quinn, who played
John Locke on Lost.
Oh, you would have to go and say it. I tried, folks.
What were you gonna say?
Well, he's gonna guest star on Falling Skies this year.
But when you said who played, were you?
He's gonna play who played Howard Hughes in The Rocketeer.
Oh, okay. Howard Hughes. Not, you weren't gonna say John Locke.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I was gonna avoid the Lost connection.
Okay.
But he is gonna be joining Falling Skies.
Wow, he's kind of getting around because he also was on Hawaii Five-0, and he's also gonna be in a new show. I think he got, I could be wrong with this, but I'm pretty sure he got picked up to be on a show next season. But anyways, well, interesting.
Well, he's going to be on Falling Skies has got kind of that different schedule because it's a summer only show.
That's true.
So maybe it's one of those things that's easier to work in, but he's going to come on and he's going to play a former history professor, which is a history graduate. Yes, I get excited about.
Yeah. Wait, and that's what, I mean.
And that's what Tom Mason, played by Noah Wiley, is, and he's actually going to wind up being a mentor of Tom's.
I love Terry O'Quinn. He's one of my favorite television actors. I haven't seen him in a lot of movies, so I can't say actors in general, but yeah, love that guy. Speaking of shows, I try to do some sort of tie-in. Actually, you and I were sort of worried at first Falling Skies might get canceled, but then it got picked up for a second season, like after 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Maybe three, yeah.
Because I think we saw the pilot together, and then we thought it's okay, but who knows? And then ends up getting picked up. Anyways, but there was a show that did not get picked up that was on Fox called Terra Nova. Are you familiar with this? It got canceled.
I watched about 4 episodes.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
I liked the first episode. I do this a lot, I realize. I watch pilots just to see if it's awesome. And if they're good, then I will root for them to continue and have a strong season so they have a second season. But if they're just okay, I don't really care. And then if they're awesome, I stick with it. So Terra Nova, liked it okay, didn't love it. I really wanted it to succeed, though, because I liked the concept. Fox canceled it, but there is a new cable channel on the horizon that's thinking about picking it up.
And who is that?
Netflix.
Oh!
Netflix is going to have their own channel, apparently. And this is not for sure yet, but they're thinking about picking up Terra Nova. Also, they're looking at this movie or this TV show that was on ABC called The River. Are you familiar with The River?
I've seen commercials for The River. It's scary, so I won't watch it. I know that they also had a deal, I believe, for Arrested Development to pick it back up.
Oh, that's definitely happening. That's
so I'm looking at Netflix and some of the problems they have. Here they are. They're putting a lot of investment into, I mean, Terra Nova is not a cheap show to produce.
No, okay. The River, though, I didn't even know that got canceled, and it's already, it must have
been. Did anybody even know it was on?
Yeah, so they did a lot of hype for the first episode, and then I kind of didn't hear too much more about
it. So there's two other shows that we've just recently watched premieres of, and I know you've seen them both. Okay. I have not seen one of them. One of them is The Touch. What was your thoughts on The Touch?
Oh, guess what? I only watched the first 40 minutes, and then I had to slip away, and I still haven't watched the rest of it. It didn't blow me away.
You didn't. And see, and I didn't watch it because I'm a recovering heroes addict.
Oh,
and so
Tim Craig.
I can't invest any more of my life to Tim at the moment.
Yeah.
And then there was another show with Guy from Harry Potter. Jason Isaacs in it.
Awake. Which I loved, Awake. But I haven't watched any more since the pilot, but I plan to.
Now, I watched the first one, and I thought it was a very interesting concept.
Yeah.
And as a parent and a husband, I found it
Yeah.
A lot to mull over.
Yeah, because you can't choose between those. That basically what the idea of Awake is, and I'll just say it really briefly. Guy gets in a car accident. His son is in the backseat. His wife is in the passenger seat. He is stuck in two worlds. So every time he goes to sleep, he wakes up in a different world. So in one world, his wife survived the car accident, but his son died. When he goes to bed, he wakes up. He's in a world where his son survived the car accident, but his wife has died. So he's now living out his life in both of these realities. He never dreams. He never sleeps, because every time he falls asleep, he wakes up into the other world. And so, yeah, it does bring up some interesting moral questions, philosophical questions about how do you make that choice? He flat out says in the pilot, I don't want either of these to not be real.
As long as I can have them both.
Yeah.
This is.
But how long is that sustainable to live out two entirely different lives? So, yeah, I for you, having a wife and a child, I bet it's
almost an impossible choice in many ways.
Yeah.
But like you, I watched the pilot, but I've never picked up a second episode.
I will watch it for sure. I really like it.
You know, maybe if somebody streams into the whole season later down the road, I will. But right at the moment, it just didn't move me to keep watching.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Battlestar Galactica? I can't remember.
I've seen, yes.
You've seen it, but you haven't watched.
I love 1979 Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, no, really? What about?
I've seen Battlestar
Galactica. Okay. What about 2003? So you did like it?
I did like it.
You watched all of it?
I did.
Okay, good. So you knew then there was Caprica, the prequel, which got canceled.
Which I've never seen an episode of Caprica.
That was okay. They had another prequel that was going to be set during the early Cylon Wars called Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. Guess what? Sci-Fi Channel has decided not to pick it up as a regular series. Bum, bum, bum. So they're going to release?
Whoa.
Yes?
Because I just saw the trailer.
I trust me.
Looks like so much awesome because so many things went boom.
Guess what they're going to do? They're going to release the pilot as a TV movie, and then they're going to turn it into a web series. So don't get your hopes up, folks. It's probably not going to last very long.
This is probably the most devastating news that I've heard.
So you didn't know about this?
No, and it's not like I'm a huge Battlestar Galactica fan. It's not like I was like watching it every week.
Yeah.
But that trailer looks so good.
Here's the thing I didn't like about this idea. Some people might totally disagree with me. I like the character of Adama. I think he's awesome. Edward James Omos. Osmo. What's his name? Osmo. How do you say his name?
Almost.
Is it Omos? Yeah. I don't know. But whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. He is amazing. The Blood and Chrome series is going to follow him as a kid or, you know, young adult in the war. So that it sounds cool, but to me it takes away all the stakes because we know he lives. We've seen him in his...
But I mean, much like with Clone Wars, okay? Mm-hmm. With Clone Wars, when that you've been watching often for this season, you know Anakin Skywalker's going to live.
Yeah.
You know Obi-Wan Kenobi's going to live. But they're able to put in other characters that you don't know.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to Rex? Because you don't see him in Episode 3. What happens to Ahsoka? You don't see her in Episode 3.
I suppose.
So there's still risk there. They can still build in a character that you become attached to who could die at any moment.
All right, you're right. Still. I still would have preferred if the main character wasn't him, but it's okay.
I think my biggest concern is I would love to have seen Saul Tai. Yeah. Oh, man, just showed my that I am a geek there.
Yeah.
Have loved to have seen him and Saul Tai together in the series, and my understanding is just from the continuity that happens much later.
Yeah, I think that's true. So,
but it would have been sweet to see those two hanging out, making some immoral choices, killing some Cylons.
Daniel, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
As you know, I don't really usually keep my phone on during the show, but today I had to because we were going to be getting a special guest coming on here in a few minutes.
I'm sitting down for this.
Well, I mean, you know who it is already.
Yeah.
So our guest host of the year for 2011 is outside my apartment right now. So let's pause this recording, get him in here. He wants to be on because later today, after we're done with this news episode, we're going to be doing an episode about time travel, which will be released next week. So let's get Kobe in here. He can do the rest of the news with us, and we'll go from there. And we're back. Kobe, hello. You can say something if you want.
Hello.
It's an audio. It's an audio program, so your voice is required.
The sign language wasn't.
So you have Taco Bell. Once you finish Taco Bell, we'll finish up the news episode, and we'll move on to the main topic. Actually,
so what do you have there in your Taco Bell bag?
Just a soft taco supreme.
Yeah, I have to tell you something important about this show. I know you haven't been on that much, but part of how this works is if you talk into the microphone, then everyone can hear you. But if you just talk Out in the... Oh, you're leaving? Okay. All right.
I'll go to the bathroom.
Man. Okay. Oh, perfect. Wow, that's
well, that's great.
That's not a surprise. Kobe is leaving for the bathroom, as he usually does while we're recording. So
that's right. How we won that Guest Host of the Year award honor last year.
1984. Have you read that book?
I have not, surprisingly enough.
I am planning to read it. Pastor Skip Crust wants to come on the show and talk a little dystopia someday. And I think it'll be important for me to read George Orwell's classic 1984. Other people think it's still a great story. New adaptation is planned out for later next year.
So watch. Do we know who's in it?
Nope. It's really early in the process. It's going to be a movie, so watch for that. Do you also remember how I love Back to the Future?
I do remember how you love Back to the Future.
Well, there's two things I have to talk about. Number one.
Wait. Can I go first?
Wait, do you have?
Can I go first?
Yeah, you go.
So they're going to make a Broadway musical.
Can you believe this? This is amazing. How awesome is this?
It's okay. It's adequate.
First of all, they already have a great soundtrack. I hope that they tie in the actual soundtrack with Alan Silvestri. I'm like pretty bad at names, I realize. Sorry about that, folks. But yeah, from what I've heard, Robert Zemeckis is in early talks with his co-writer, Bob Gale. And they've already been talking to the composer about exploring this transfer over to the stage. So that will be so awesome. Daniel, give me your initial thoughts.
I hope Huey Lewis is involved. He could use the money.
Oh, that's sad.
He's awesome. I've seen him at an Iowa Cubs game. It was fantastic.
The Cub game? Cubs game? Or?
Iowa Cubs game. Oh, Iowa Cubs game down in Des Moines. It was fantastic. He's playing on the field. Players dancing around him with his wife, their wives and girlfriends. It was fantastic.
In further Back to the Future news, the DeLorean car company has plans to build an electric version of the car.
The DeLorean car company is still running?
I guess. Let me
look. Did somebody buy their name?
I think. Let me see.
Are there people in prison?
Oh, yeah. You're right. The DeLorean Motor Company collapsed under the weight of an overly ambitious production scheme and a drug smuggling sting operation. However, that apparently wasn't the end of the iconic stainless steel vehicle famously used in Back to the Future, as the remaining parts and distribution rights was secured by a Texas company. So, the DeLorean company's been reborn. That's awesome. Well, I would be so tempted to get one. I mean, I know I would look like a huge geek driving around a DeLorean,
but still. No, I think you would look awesome driving around Northwestern College with a DeLorean.
Oh, man. And an electric version, so it'd be helpful to the environment. God likes us taking care of Earth.
If you were doing recruiting visits, perhaps, with the DeLorean, you would get all the other colleges would be like, hey, our table's empty because there's that guy over there from Northwestern with the DeLorean.
Guess how much the price tag is on this?
Like $7.
$100,000 for one of these.
You've got that laying around, man.
Dang, I really want one of these. Okay, Sci-Fi Christian listeners, we need you to go to our website and go to the donate button right now.
You're not doing this.
Just put in the in the memo, if that's possible, DeLorean, or you could do Matt's new car. Remember,
there's children around the world who don't have food to eat, and you're pandering for money for a DeLorean.
Remember, folks, this is a ministry. This thing doesn't pay for itself. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to get this car.
Okay.
I'm counting on you people.
How do you feel about Deadpool?
I don't love Deadpool.
You're so missing out. He's the merc with the mouth, man.
I know, but...
And now, are you saying that because of what happened in X-Men Origins Wolverine?
No, I don't care about that. Just in general, I mean, he was an X-Men villain who then kind of became a good guy. I don't really get how that happened. But he doesn't seem to care about people. Like, what's redemptive about him?
Do you know what he does love? He loves Taco Bell.
I thought he loves pancakes.
He loves pancakes. He loves tacos. He likes the sorts of foods that I like.
Okay, but what is...
So what is this? Why is this?
Yeah, why are we talking about
news?
This?
So when X-Men Origins came out, Ryan Reynolds played Deadpool. Yeah. And there was a lot of talk afterwards, before Green Lantern, that he was going to be doing a Deadpool movie.
Is he still doing it?
Apparently so. I'm reading a news article that says that the writer is trying to do Deadpool right. And the only way he can be done right is if he invites Kobe and I over to have some tacos.
Wow. Because Kobe also likes tacos, and Kobe likes Deadpool.
Deadpool's pretty awesome.
Well, I don't care about Deadpool. I'm sorry, folks. I think he's just okay.
Not for the kids, boys.
No.
Or girls.
No, his whole job is to murder people.
Well, but he's usually... Yeah, it's great.
Have you heard of this movie called Lockout?
You know, I saw a trailer. So, speak again. Oh, you're going to make me bring up Jen Carter again.
Oh, no.
I watched. That's coming out in like 3 weeks, right?
It opens on April 20th.
So I was like watching TV last night and saw a trailer for it and said to myself, wow, that's going to come up really quick. I have no idea what that's about, much like yeah. I didn't. Many people didn't.
Okay, well, exactly. So I saw a poster for it at the theater when I went to see Hunger Games on Friday. Never heard anything about it. So I'm about to talk about it as a public service announcement to our listeners because it's a sci-fi movie. So it is starring Guy Pearce, who I think we all love. He's awesome. And it's also starring Maggie Grace. Are you familiar with Maggie Grace?
No.
She played, wait for it, Shannon in the greatest television show of all time, Lost. Yeah, so she's getting a starring role. So here it is. Let me give you a quick... Wait, hold on. Here. Okay, so
for those of us who have never seen Lost, telling me that she played Shannon on Lost is of no use.
Whatever. So they showed some footage at WonderCon that highlights a scene involving Guy Pearce's character breaking into a space prison. Pearce plays a wrongly accused spy who must rescue the president's daughter from the orbiting prison. So it's definitely a sci-fi action film.
Now, do you think that maybe they've given away the movie to us? Because in the trailer, we see two bodies in space suits going away from the space station as we watch the space station either blow up or open all of its doors.
So spoiler alert, they escape from the prison?
That's what I'm guessing. And is it really a spoiler alert if they tell me in the trailer?
Did you? Yeah. So, I don't know, but let me just say this. Kobe is at my house. Not even on the show right now. Just going on my other computer. He starts playing a video.
Dude, come on. He's watching ESPN. He's looking at ESPN.
I couldn't help it. It autoplayed.
This is an audio production. We pick up audio.
You wouldn't even have heard it. It played for 3 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Daniel, you know this. Kobe, you can listen, although you're not next to a microphone. I have been reading Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I am really enjoying this book. I've been reading so much theology for class lately that it's awesome to be able to just really dive into a fiction story that has no real goodness in my life other than just being able to read it. But I thought I should let everybody know that it's coming. The movie based on this book is coming out June 22nd. And more than that, listen to this. The writer of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is also the screenwriter of the movie, Seth Graham Smith. He is also writing the Beetlejuice sequel. Did you know they were making a Beetlejuice
sequel? I did not know they were making a Beetlejuice sequel.
He says it's going to be a true sequel set 26 to 27 years after the original, and Michael Keaton is going to return to star in the movie.
Any of the other original cast?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But how often?
Because I'm guessing some of them could use some work.
All right. Hey, let's just do a quick... I know we're...
I'm pulling a Kobe over here. I got my phone out.
No, so. I see that, but it's okay. So... it's so much... disgrace in this episode. Okay, I'm just gonna quickly name out 4 things that are fairy tale related. You tell me what your thoughts are on them. Just quick, let's just do a quick flyby.
Quick fire.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Hopeful.
Mirror Mirror.
Eh.
Once Upon a Time.
Awesome.
Grimm, which was recently renewed for a second
Improving.
Season. Okay. So Grimm's got renewed for a second season. Once Upon a Time, I'm positive it's gonna be renewed. It's doing
as awesome. Long as they don't heroes me.
I don't think they will. So let me say this. I saw a trailer for Snow White and the Huntsman during Hunger Games. It looks awesome. And I didn't want to like it, mostly because of Kristen Stewart from Twilight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It looks awesome. This movie is going to be cool. Mirror Mirror looks like crap, like complete crap. I have no plans of seeing this in the theater. I'll rent it because I like seeing movies in general, but I don't
I have a feeling that I'll be seeing this on a date night.
It looks like more family-ish, whereas Snow White and the Huntsman looks action-packed and awesome. So, do you have any other news or you want me to just keep
going? Oh, I'm good.
Okay. CW, you talked about Smallville earlier. They're now putting together a new superhero show since Smallville has ended. It's 10-year run. Are you familiar with which superhero is going to be taking
Are you taking talking about a man who likes to wear green?
He does like to wear green. And he also likes to shoot arrows. He goes by the name Green.
Hawkeye?
Green Arrow. So, they're already starting to release images. It looks pretty cool. I don't get...
I find it awkward because I didn't... I watched some of Smallville, and they already had Green Arrow. So it feels very...
It's a different actor.
It's a totally different... And it just feels weird to me.
I think it would have been better if they would have kept the same guy, probably.
I think so, too. And he could probably use some work.
I know you read some of the same graphic novels as me, but have you ever read Walking Dead?
No.
Okay. So you don't know this character, whose name I don't actually even know how to say. Michonne? Do you know her? She's super important in Walking Dead.
Kobe's looking at me as I got deers in the headlight look right at the moment.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they've cast her in the actual TV series, which is also doing well. But I've read some spoilers on what happens in the TV series because I thought, no big deal, I've already read the book. Turns out they go a totally different direction. So as far as
outrageous! I can't believe a television show would do that.
As far as I can tell, they use some of the same characters, but are going a really different direction. So I don't know how Michonne's going to, you know, be in the season 3 of Walking Dead, but she's going to be played by Danae Gurrier, who you might have seen on the HBO show Trim, or maybe you've seen her in The Visitor.
I was waiting for him to say, or Lost.
No, she wasn't in Lost. not that I know of. So, last thing I think I have here for you is I wanted to ask your opinion on something, Daniel. What are your feelings on the new Tim Burton film coming up called Dark Shadows, starring Johnny Depp?
So,
it opens May 14th.
I'm old enough. So, Johnny Depp, again, Disney gold right there. He's also working on The Lone Ranger right now. Mm-hmm. They just released some stills
of it. Dark Shadows isn't Disney, is it?
No, it's not Disney. But I'm just saying, Johnny Depp, most of what he does is gold.
Okay.
And he has the ability to play really, really... I mean, if you want to see acting, watch him in his version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Fantastic.
You love that?
It's fantastic.
Okay.
I remember when they relaunched Dark Shadows when I was a kid. You were probably too young to remember that.
I never watched Dark Shadows.
It's kind of a soap opera-y, vampire-y thing.
So it is about vampires.
It is about vampires. Let's be honest. Right now is the time to strike the iron if you got a vampire property.
Like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Yeah. Now is the time to do it. I had some concerns that it was going to be very awkward and stupid.
Okay.
But having seen the preview, I'm pretty sure that this is a date night movie for my family.
So you actually do you think it's going to be family friendly?
No, I said a date night movie. I think I'll be seeing it with my wife.
Okay.
So. All
right, cool.
Though my daughter, who I don't know if she should see it, has asked me a lot of questions about this ugly woman, Alice Cooper.
Who's featured Alice in the Cooper's
preview.
In it?
Yeah, he is in the preview.
Wow.
Johnny Depp's Barnabas says, that is the ugliest woman I have ever seen.
Interesting. Wow. So, May 14th, watch for it.
That would have been a good time.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power.
All right. Turbines to speed.
Let's hear it.
We don't have, I don't know if you remember this, but we don't have the Dark Knight or news music anymore, so I had to load it up on YouTube. It still is the beginning. I like this. Hold on. Play. Bam.
Let's go.
Whatever. Okay, so Dark Knight Rises news happening right now. Did you know we are only months away from it at this point?
Can you believe that?
So I went to the countdown clock that we had always been using, where Ben was saying 322 days until. Turns out they don't have it up anymore. Bum bum bum. So I don't know how many days away we are. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I could tell you that in an attempt to avoid being overshadowed by the Avengers, Christopher Nolan has allowed some Warner Brothers executives to see a rough cut of Dark Knight Rises already. So there are people in the world who have now seen Dark Knight Rises.
I hate those people.
Can you believe it?
I mean, that's not very Christian of me. I just like those people.
Yeah, so it's so close.
Hey,
I
speaking of Batman.
Do you know I've already taken off? I've already taken off May 4th, which is the Avengers Open. And I am planning to take off, I don't even know what day it opens. Oh, July 20th. I'm going to take off July 20th so I can see this movie.
And I believe I'll be there at both of those nights with you. If you want to have some Batman fun,
I do want to have some Batman fun.
Google Batman of Toronto Batman.
Batman of Toronto Batman.
I think it's just Toronto Batman.
Okay.
I thought it was Batman of Toronto. You know how it goes. Uh-huh. But Toronto Batman. Watch Batman try to open up a Slim Jim, my friends.
All right. We'll check it out. this is like the most anticlimactic ending ever. Watch Batman open a Slim Jim. All right. Well, I think that's all for Sci-Fi News today. We got some Stanley Quote of the Week. We got our main topic. We even got some Dark Knight Rises news. But, folks, we're going to be back with another episode very soon. Kobe's here. We're going to talk about, is time travel compatible with the Bible on the next episode of the Sci-Fi Christian? So, that's all from here. I'm Matt Emerson.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians. Signing off. Alert! This is Matt Anderson, joined by Kobe Radcliffe and Daniel Butcher. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
We're here to tell you about the Sci-Fi Christian Battle Royal. It's going on right now. Go to the website, thescifichristian.com, and you can vote for who you think will win in various battles. This is what's happening. It's the best of the best in sci-fi video games, movies, books, whoa, television. We're picking all these different characters, putting them up against each other in a bracket to see who's going to win. The first round is already complete. Now it's time to start voting for the next for other rounds, depending on what time period you're listening to this in. So, Kobe, you should go to the website and check it out. And so should you, folks, at thescifichristian.com.